Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, before we go into sharing the thoughts and the scriptures that the Lord has given me for you today, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for every listener. And Lord, you see those that are in need of your touch. Father, in Jesus' name, you said in your word that it's your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And there's no limit, there's no lack to your riches. And so, Lord, whatever the area, whatever the dimension of need, whether it's spiritual, physical, financial, emotional, or circumstantial, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will move and minister and touch your people. Lord, as they're reaching out to you right now, Lord, let the balm of Gilead flow. Let your warmth of your presence just warm their hearts. And Lord, I take authority over that sense of isolation. There's a sister right now, Lord, she's just feeling so isolated, so cut off from everyone, even you. And Lord, I bind the lies of the enemy in Jesus' name. And I loose, Father, a walking by faith that indeed you never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, that she will you would minister to her and heal those emotions and move in the circumstances of her life. You see what's going on. And so, Lord, I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord would say, my beloved child, my love is a lavish love. There is no end or limit to it. No man can say that he loves God and hates his brother, for he bears the image of God, no matter how that man may have fallen. How shall I reach the hurting, the wounded, the lonely, if not through my people, my body, in the earth? My love has already been shed abroad in your heart, and as you have received, so freely give. As you truly hear the words of my heart to your heart, more shall be given to you. There will be no lack. There will be no failure, for my love never fails, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord, he directed me to share some thoughts on one of the fruit of the Spirit, and that is gentleness. That's something we don't hear very much about, but it is literally one of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, certain translations, like the Revised Standard, the Living Bible, Modern Language, NIV, they use the word kindness. And in the New Testament, there are different words which carry various shades of meaning of the idea of gentleness. Often the words gentleness and kindness are two translations of that one Greek word. Thus, in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, that love chapter, the word says, love suffers long and is gentle. Love is the first part of the fruit and has just built into it long-suffering and gentleness. Love, beloved, is always gentle. If it's not gentle, it's not love. And as we excel in love, brother and sister, we excel in gentleness. And not only that, all the other fruit of the spirits, because they are all interconnected, they are harmonious, they work together. Now, active gentleness implies activity. We must be gentle not only in actions, but in words. And of course, Jesus is our example. In Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 22, hear what the word says, "And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? Not only were his words gracious, but the very tone in which they were spoken was a vocal as well as a measurable manifestation of love. When a soul is torn and wounded by sin, it is gentleness in word and deed that acts as a true healing agent. More souls have been won for the Lord by gentle words and acts than of all the arguments and frenzied activity going on under the name of soul winning. And where does gentleness come from? Well, that's one of the attributes of our God. He is a gentle God. And so we want to look for a little bit of time on how to cultivate gentleness in our lives. I'd like to turn to 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 11 through 12. And this is the Lord speaking to Elijah. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Elijah had been looking for the presence of the Lord, and God sent a number of very dramatic things, just as we read, earthquake and fire and wind. But his way of communicating with the prophet, and as well as with his servants today, is the still, small voice. I mean, the fruit of the Spirit is not a tornado which sweeps men off their feet, but a gentle breeze which plays a sweet invitation of welcome to the bruised and hurting heart. God wants us to discover His gentleness. In fact, in the 12th chapter of Matthew, it says of Jesus, A bruised reed will He not break, and smoking flax will He not quench. Imagine, is anything more delicate than a bruised reed? It would take nothing to break it. But smoking flax, my goodness, it would just take the faintest puff of wind to blow it out. Well, it's the Lord's gentleness that He demonstrates and manifests in His dealings with us. Hear what David said in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, verse 36. David the king says, Thy gentleness hath made me great. Contrast God's gentleness to the violence of human force or the driving quality of the enemy. Perhaps you've heard that the Lord never drives, He leads by His Spirit. David was a man after God's own heart. And the heart of God is gentle, and he found that same gentleness in the shepherd boy, David. Now, as we look to our Heavenly Father, it's no accident that Jesus taught us that the proper way to address God is Father. He's not a cold, hard, judgmental dictator toward His children, but on the contrary, a true picture of Him is that He's so tender and compassionate. And that is contained in the perfect concept of Father. Now, many of us may not be able to relate to that because, unfortunately, even the best of human fathers fall far short of the perfection of God. God is perfect. And so many have difficulty relating to God because they haven't really known a true, loving, and kind, and gentle Father figure in their lives. But when the Holy Spirit is sent forth into our hearts, He causes us to cry, Abba, Daddy, Father, because He is our Heavenly Father. And the words heavenly speak of His perfection, and the word Father speaks of His love and concern for us. God's love is tough, but he's gentle at the same time. He doesn't decimate, he doesn't destroy, but he ministers firmly, but gently. Now, let's look at Jesus. What did John the Baptist say about Jesus? "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." God chose a lamb as a symbol of his son. All through the book, especially Revelation, the lamb as it had been slain. And out of all the creatures in the world, God picked a lamb because it is the essence of gentleness. Hebrews 7 and 26 declares, speaking of Jesus, our high priest, who is holy and harmless, he is undefiled, he is separate from sinners and higher than the heavens. And then, of course, we mustn't omit the Holy Spirit. And gentleness describes the very nature of the Spirit of God. And, of course, it's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is none other than the character of Jesus. It's the very nature of the Godhead that we serve. So we have a threefold demonstration of the gentleness of the Trinity at the baptism of Jesus. In Matthew, the third chapter, verses 13 through 17, the word says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open upon him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Praise God. Jesus is called the Lamb of God in John's Gospel. God shows himself as Father, and the Holy Spirit comes to rest on Jesus as a dove. The dove is a beautiful symbol for the Holy Spirit. Well, I see my time is gone and it's flown by, so I must bring this broadcast to a close, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow when we'll continue this message. God bless you, and until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.